USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is staying in the 2020 presidential race and planning to debate former Vice President Joe Biden on Sunday, despite the recent string of primary losses.
While we are currently losing the delegate count, approximately 800 delegates for Joe Biden and 660 for us, we are strongly winning in two enormously important areas which will determine the future of our country. Poll after poll, including exit polls, show that a strong majority of the American people support our progressive agenda.
The World Health Organization is declaring the outbreak of the coronavirus a pandemic. That essentially means the virus is a threat to the entire planet. It has killed nearly 4,400 people across the world. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A top federal health official has some not-so-good news regarding the coronavirus outbreak as he appears on Capitol Hill. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The nation's foremost expert on infectious disease, NIH Chief Dr. Anthony Fauci, would not try to predict the extent or duration of the crisis, but he told a House panel,
"We will see more cases, and things will get worse than they are right now."
He did cite progress in setting up tests and trials for a coronavirus vaccine, though says it's still at least a year away. Democrats accuse the administration of lagging when it comes for testing for the coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Harvey Weinstein is being sentenced to 23 years in prison after being found guilty on two felony sexual assault charges. Weinstein did speak on his own behalf, saying, "We have many different truths." And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A conservancy in Kenya has announced poachers have killed two rare white giraffes, an adult and her calf. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
They were two of the only three known white giraffes at the conservancy. The two giraffes had a genetic condition which is called leucism. It differs from albinism in that it results in a partial loss of pigmentation. In albinism, animals have no melanin or pigment at all. Both conditions are dangerous for animals in the wild because it hurts their ability to camouflage and hide from predators. The mother and calf were first spotted on camera in 2017. The Kenya Wildlife Society said it's investigating the deaths. The motives of the poachers is still unclear. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
NASCAR driver Ryan Newman says the angels aligned to allow him to survive a horrific crash at the Daytona 500 last month. Newman told the Today Show on NBC in his first interview since the February 17th wreck that the safety features put in place by NASCAR helped him survive.
"I got hit from behind by a car going 190 miles an hour, and it pushed me back, but then he pushed me forward. Like, his car actually hit my seat. So it's just lots of things that happened that... Aligned, right? The angels aligned. Held a really good grip with their hand."
Newman also says he's not sure when he'll be back racing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.